From Spark and Anvil and Craftforge, this is Checker in Chapter 1 of the Craftforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
A tortoise tween named Checker sat with a tiny wooden shield and, instead of painting a big fancy design, painted one small red square. Then, right next to it, one small cream square. Then red, then cream. An otterkit fidgeted watching. "The knight shield is supposed to have a whole checkerboard pattern," she said. "You're just doing one box at a time. That'll take forever."
"It'll take exactly as long as it takes," said Checker, unbothered, laying down another red. "Everybody sees the finished checkerboard and panics. 100 perfect squares. Impossible." He tapped the two boxes he'd painted. "But there's no such thing as 100 squares. There's one square, and then its neighbor. And then you do that again, and again." He kept going, calm and even. Red, cream, red, cream. And a proper checkerboard crept across the shield, tidy and sharp. "I never paint a pattern. I paint one little unit, and then I keep my promise to repeat it. The pattern shows up on its own, once I stop trying to do it all at once."
Checker had learned that from his own shell. He'd grown up self-conscious about it. The neat hexagons across his back, so orderly they looked drawn on. The other kids' shells were plain. His looked like a quilt. He wished it would just be one smooth color. His great aunt, whose shell was the most beautiful patterned one in the whole village, found him hiding it under a cloak one day. She peeled the cloak back gently. "You think this is one big fancy thing," she said, tracing a single hexagon. "It isn't. It's this. One small shape." She moved her claw to the next one, identical. "And then this, again. Your shell didn't grow all at once trying to be a masterpiece. It grew one plate at a time, each one just like keeping a small promise to the last." She smiled. "Anything patterned, a shell, a quilt, a tiled floor, a song, is only ever one little piece, repeated with care. The bigness is a trick of the repeating. There's nothing big to be afraid of." Checker looked at his own back in a puddle's reflection. And for the first time, it didn't feel like too much. It felt like a lot of small, keepable promises stacked into something whole.
He walked to Craftforge because a place full of tiny surfaces needed someone unafraid of doing the same small thing 100 times. Iris, the mentor, met him at the door and asked a single question. "What is pattern work?" Checker didn't explain. He took a blank strip of wooden banner and painted a single row of tiny triangles. Point up, point down, point up. Each one just like the last, evenly spaced, patient. In a minute, the plain banner wore a crisp zigzag border that looked machine-made. Iris ran a claw along the even row. "How did you keep them so regular?" "I didn't try to keep the whole row regular," said Checker. "That's too big to hold in your head. I only ever looked at the last triangle and made the next one match it. One promise at a time. Match, match, match." He nodded at the flawless border. "A pattern isn't 100 things to get right. It's one thing to get right, and then the patience to mean it again." Iris studied the crisp zigzag for a long moment. "You belong here," she said.
Checker's corner was where the "I ruined it" menis came, the ones where someone had tried to freehand a whole complicated pattern in one panicked go. A badger kit brought in a mini of a jester whose diamond-patterned costume had turned into a smeary, crooked mess. "I tried to do all the diamonds at once," he said. "I kept looking at the whole thing, and it kept going wrong, and now it's chaos." "Because you were painting 100 diamonds," Checker said gently. "Nobody can. Let's paint one." He wiped a small patch clean. "Just one diamond. Take your time. Perfect. Good. Now, don't look at the whole costume. Look only at that diamond and paint its neighbor to match it. Only the neighbor." The badger kit painted one. Then, eyes on just the last one, its neighbor. Then the next.
His breathing slowed. He stopped seeing an impossible costume and started seeing one small, doable square of color at a time, and a clean, even diamond pattern spread across the jester, orderly and calm. "It's working," he whispered, "and it's not even scary anymore." "There it is," Checker's eyes were warm. "The pattern was never the enemy. The enemy was trying to hold all of it in your head at once. Shrink it down to one unit and its neighbor. Keep that one promise over and over, and the big, frightening design just assembles itself." He tapped the jester's tidy diamonds. "Small piece, faithful repeat. That's all a pattern ever is." The Badger Kit painted the last few diamonds without a single wobble, steady and unhurried.
Later, when the corner had gone quiet, the Badger Kit lingered, turning the jester in the light. "When you're doing the same tiny thing for the 50th time," he said, "doesn't it get boring? How do you not lose it?" Checker thought about his great aunt's claw moving hexagon to hexagon, and his own shell in the puddle. "It's the opposite of boring, once you feel it," he said. "There's this deep, even calm that settles right through my shell when I'm repeating a unit. A steady, breathing, this I can do, peace. The panic of the big hole just melts, because I'm never holding the big hole. I'm only ever holding this one, and then the next." He laid down a final square, red, precise. "That's a good way to hold most big things, honestly. Not all at once, all terrifying, but one small, keepable piece, repeated with care, until you look up and the whole thing is somehow quietly done." He smiled at the Badger Kit. "You didn't paint 100 diamonds. You painted 1 100 times. And that you can always do." The Badger Kit let out a long, settled breath and looked at his jester like it had taught him something bigger than diamonds.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Checker. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.